You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
It's the Bomber Brothers Podcast with Ryan and Sean Chichester.
Swung on and driven to deep left. Toward the line. She is gone. Aaron Judge lined one right down the line. Swung on and lined to right center field. It is a base hit. Grounding third. Scoring kind of from left off. And the Yankees win the ball game with two in the bottom of the ninth.
Hit in the air to left center. It is high. It is far. It is gone. It's a grand slam. Oh, a Stantonian home run.
Talking all things Yankees baseball.
You know, Trevino, now we're sitting here getting close to July, and he's been doing it all year. He's getting big hits, big home runs. And, you know, he's the best defensive catcher in baseball. What a great story. And, you know, he contributes to the great story, and it parlays it into a great win. I mean, that was one of the best wins of the season last night, in my opinion, to take a series in Tampa to seal off a really fun road trip.
Yeah, and you mentioned talking about Trevino. I think it's also fitting to remind everyone that the Yankees just got Albert Abreu back because he had been packaged in the trade for Trevino. Then he was sent to the Royals where he was DFA'd, and the Yankees just picked him up. So they got him back for nothing. So now the Yankees, the Trevino trade was now only for seventh round draft pick Robbie Alstrom for Jose Trevino. And Robbie Alstrom is 23 years old. He has a 4 ERA and A ball right now. So that's all the Yankees had to give up for who you can argue should be the all-star catcher. I know
it's right there.
I know Alejandro Kirk is having a fantastic offensive year over in Toronto. That's been another really cool story. But like you said, catcher, I mean, this is just my opinion. I mean, especially at a position like catcher where defense is so huge. We don't have an automated ball strike zone yet. So framing is massively important and defense is massively important. So when you have a guy like Trevino, whose offensive numbers are all there for all-star status, and then you factor in his league leading defense, I think he should be behind the plate starting the All-Star game for the American League at this point. Maybe that's bias. I don't know. But, I mean, you have the best defensive catcher in the league who's also putting up what you could say overall the second best offensive numbers in the league. I mean, to me, that's an All-Star right there. And it was Boone yesterday who campaigned for him and said he should be in the All-Star game. But I would take it a step further and say he should be starting it.
Yeah, I mean, he'll definitely, unless something crazy happens, he's definitely going to be in the All-Star game. I mean, he's the best defensive catcher in the league, and he's got an 817 OPS. Like, that's awesome. I mean, and he's great story, too. Just, dude, that All-Star game's supposed to be fun. Put him in there. It's going to be, but he deserves it, not just because it's a nice story. Overall, like, you think about the whole game, and this is, like, what I've been talking about. Like, your big dude, Judge, hits two dingers. They take advantage of an opportunity, and they get contributions from a place you don't expect it. That is, and you get really good relief performances, a gutty starting pitching performance. That's a recipe for wins. That's a recipe, as Yankee fans, we saw in the late 90s and the early 2000s. Like, this team reminds me so much of that. It's so exciting. And yesterday is just the exact, like, kind of game plan. Like, you don't want it to happen, but, like, it's the games where you're like, this team is different.
That's right. And Matt Carpenter also had a hit that wasn't a home run. Just want to throw that out there.
That was blasphemous.
But back to Trevino for a second. I was reading, it was a pretty insightful story on Views from 314 Feet. That's used to be River Avenue Blues, pretty well-known Yankee blog. I don't know if you saw this, but they just did basically like a time-lapse photo of Trevino when he was on Texas, then Trevino in the first week of the season this year, and then Trevino now. And, like, his stance has gradually opened up in each of those time captions, I guess you could say. And I didn't notice it at all, but looking at those photos, it's pretty blatant that he's really opened his stance up, and it's made him just way more balanced at the plate. And then they like retweeted it as soon as he hit the home run last night. And it just made me realize, like, man, like on a slider like that, where he's able to keep his balance like that, even if he might have initially been trying to bite at a fastball, and just to be able to still turn on that and hit it out of the ballpark, like that's huge. I mean, it's just fascinating to me with baseball how you have a guy like Stanton who will gradually close off his stance to improve at the plate, and then sometimes guys need to open it to get more balance. It's just all about their tendencies. So is Trevino gonna always produce like this? Probably not, but you could still make the argument that Dylan Lawson, the Yankees hitting coach, had enough time. What was it, about a month and a half? Because it was really mid-May when Trevino took off. So you could say he had a month and a half to kind of observe Trevino and give him some tweaks. And now he's hitting a lot better. So maybe he won't, you know, maybe he won't have an 800 OPS all season. But I don't think it's unfair to assume that he'll be considerably better overall than he was offensively with the Rangers when he was, you know, putting up Higgy type offensive numbers.
I mean, it reminds me a lot of honestly our friend Gio Urshela. Like, comes over just with a defensive reputation, and then he comes up and he starts to hit, and you're like, okay, this is a nice little fluke week, and then it turns into more than that. And you know, I know by the end, Urshela really wasn't what he was in 2019 in terms of offensive performance, but you know, it's been really fun to watch, and you know, it's a testament to the Yankees scouting and Cashman and then their coaching staff to be able to get the most out of a player and have him make those adjustments, like you're saying, opening up the stance, having more balance, seeing the ball a little bit better.
Yeah, that is my all-star game starter. I also have one more quick all-star gripe. I mean, honestly, in the grand scheme of things, who cares? But they released the first update on ballot voting, and Altuve is the leading vote getter at second base. When you have Gleyber Torres, who has more home runs, higher slugging percentage, and a considerably higher defensive run save too, so he's been way better in the field than Altuve. Let's get Gleyber some more votes. I mean, he's having a fantastic season.
That's why. I mean, these are just fan votes.
I know, but still,
but
the Yankee, you know, fan base is nationwide. Like, that, we should be able to get Torres an All-Star game star.
Yeah, he might be splitting the vote with LeMahieu. You never know.
That's true. Yeah.